Parshas Chukas, Parshas Paraduma. The emphasis is, it's before in the Gemara that Paraduma was given to the Klal Yisrael the first year on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And it's Lamaisa, the Parsha Paraduma is mentioned over here at the end of the Arboim Shana, Samach Lamisas Miriam, Merames, that it's Mechaper, like Misas Sadikim is Mechaper. Why Tak is Paraduma mentioned only after the Arboim Shana? The Megal Amukis writes, he says, because Be'emesis Paraduma is a Soid Nisgov, it's impossible to understand. Shleim HaMelech didn't understand. Amati Echkemov, Yerechoyke Mimeni. Even Moshe Rabbeinu only understood it Samach Leptirosei. Hare Moshe Rabbeinu, only on Har Nivoi, Nun Boy, only when he reached the 50th level, which was Mamash Samach Leptirosei, even Moshe Rabbeinu was only Megala then, the Oimek of Soid of Paraduma. So the Parsha of Paraduma is after Arboim Shana in the Midbar, when he got another Madrega, Arboim Labina, Arboim of being of Manik of Klal Yisrael, then, and only then does he understand. As I up there, on the other hand, it's interesting, the Shalach Kodesh writes, we know that there were many Paradumas, 8 or 10, there's Machlekes in the Mishnah, but whenever they made a new Paraduma, they were always Ma'arvet it also with the Efer of the Paraduma, the original one that Moshe Rabbeinu made. And the Shalach Kodesh explains, the reason is because Moshe Rabbeinu was Haven Soida. So we want to take the Efer of the Parah of Moshe and mash mitzarf it, ma'arbiv it with the other Parahs. That would be mashma that already, when Moshe Rabbeinu made the original Paraduma, it already was Huvan Soido. You have to know how to stim that. Parshas Parah always comes out in Tammuz. Chodesh Tammuz is the Chodesh of Cheta Egel, and there's a connection. Paraduma is Mechaper on the Cheta Egel. Tavayim b'tekanech tzayas b'no. And that's why it's connected. It always comes out at this time of the year. There's even more than that. Hare haga ba'atzmecha, if there wouldn't have been Cheta Egel, so Adarabah, Yudzayin Tammuz, Yudzayin Tammuz was the time that was supposed to be the ultimate Matan Torah. The ultimate Matan Torah was on Yudzayin Tammuz. And then they would have had Matan Torah, they would have went into Eretz Yisrael, and there would never have been Moves. And if there would never be Moves, Thomas Mace. It's interesting, there are those that say that the Emes, when it was given the Paraduma originally, it wasn't Nigzar on them yet to Mace Bamidbar, so they would have all went in, and then there wouldn't have been Misa either. So the Chasam Sofer says, yeah, that's why it's a Choyk. There's many Pshatim why it's a Choyk. He says, that's Gufa, because when it was given that it wasn't going to be long-term Moves. But the whole idea of Cheta Egel B'chlal was reported on Moves. So had there not been Cheta Egel, Adarabah, then there wouldn't have been the need for Paraduma. But Paraduma is the Bakanegda of that. Now, the Indian of Paraduma is the Indian of Tahara, of Zerakti Aleichem Ma'im Tahoirim Utahartem, Ein Ma'im Alatoira. And it's, again, not a coincidence that we're now in Chodesh Tammuz. The Chlal, we know, we spoke that the 12 Chadoshim are connected, the 12 Shvatim, and there are various Shitas how to parallel which Shevet is Shaykh to which, but according to Arizal and many of them, first they go that it actually starts from Nisan, and it goes Lefi to say there of the Golem, in which case it's Yehuda, Degel Yehuda, which included Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zebulun, is Degel of Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, and then Tammuz of Elul is Ruvain, Shimon, God. And Davka Tammuz of Elul, Reuven, if Yehuda represents Malchus and Torah, Reuven represents Tshuva. Reuven also Tshuva, and the Degel of Reuven represents Tshuva. And that's why Tammuz of Elul, of Etzem, the Chadashim of Tshuva. Because obviously Tammuz is the Rosh Tevis, the Vust, is Zman Tshuva, Memash Meshuba. Elul, Av is Rosh Tevis, Elul, Bo. And Elul is Avada. Unkin Rosh Tevis, Unkin Gematria is the Elul Alein. So Tammuz of Elul is Avada, that process of tshuva, and it's connected to that. You know, interesting. It was in today's daf, actually, in daf Yairi, but they bring this a pasuk in Eiv that Eiv says bris karati la'enai umo es boinin al besula. The Gemara says Eiv is mishtabeach that he doesn't look at other and Avram Avinu afilu al shaloi, even on sorry he didn't look. But bris karati la'enai umo es boinin al besula goes like this. Chodesh Tammuz and Av is connected Einayim. I'll be the result that every Chodesh is connected a different Eiver and a different part of the Parksof. Tammuz and Av is Einay Yerdu Mayim. Einayim. So, Bris Karati Le'Einay of Tammuz and Av. And then, Umo is Boinan Al Besula. Besula is Chodesh Av. Then I don't have to go and be Chodesh B'Tshuva and El if I already was Makdim and I was Chodesh B'Tshuva ready in Tammuz. Now, we mentioned that the Paradum is to get Moshe Rabbeinu only understands it when he gets to the highest level of Nun. The emesis, there's an interesting medrash. The medrash in this week's parashah quotes the pasuk: "Imrais Hashem, Imrais Tahayrais Kesef Tzara Ba'olul La'aretz Mezukok Shivasayim." And the Medrash brings, Rav Chanan Bar Pazi says, there are seven inyanim in Parah Aduma that have seven. There are seven parais, besides Moshe Rabbeinu's, according to one Tana. There were seven things that have Sreifa, as Oira, as Besara, as Doma, as Pirsha, the Eitz, the Erev, the Ezer, seven Hazoyos, seven Kibusim, seven people that need Kibus, seven Temeim, seven Tahirim. And then it feels as one more is seven Kehanim. Why seven Kehanim? It says Kehan five times in the Parsha, and also Moshe and Aaron is seven. Says the Gra in the Pirish on this Medrash, that means in Parah Aduma there are seven times seven. But then Al Kulan, that's 49. Then there's another Madrega. The Soid. The Soid is the Soid Taka of 50. Now just to backtrack a little bit, the Etzem Parshas Chukas. Parshas Chukas, according to our Masoira, has 87 Psukim. Lemeidva Simon, that's a Simon always in the, what's it called? In the, each Parsha. I sober down, there are a few other things that are Pezayin. In Baruch Sha'amar, I have to check if it's Nusach Ashkenaz or Nusach Sfar, has 87 words. And another thing, it's interesting, Shem Hashem, Tafke, when it comes to the times of Bein HaMetzarim, it's brought down to the Sfarim that the Shem, Yudke Vavke, there's really two hidden Oifanim, how it can be spelled. The letters before Yudke Vavke, which is Tes Dalet, He Dalet. Actually, Tes Dalet, He Dalet is 22, is 22. Yud Kevav is 26. Tes Dalet, Hey Dalet is 22, but it's broken into Tes Dalet, 13. Tes Dalet is 13, and Hey Dalet is 9. Tes Dalet 13 is the 13 days from Shavasa B'Tamas till Rosh Chodesh Av, and then Hey Dalet is 9, is the 9 days of Tisha, Yoimim and Chodesh Av. It's one of that. After Chet Ha'egel, which was on Yud Zayin Tamas, there is 13 words in the Yud Gimel Midas that I said in the Pasuk, but in the after Chet Meraglim, when it says again, the Chodesh Av Aver, it says only the abridged version of the Yud Gimel Midas. There are only 9 in Parsha Shlach. That's Tes Dalet, Hey Dalet. At the other end of it, there's another hidden name of Chof Vav Zayin Vav, the letters after Yud Kei Vav Kei. The gematria of Tes Dalet, Hey Dalet, and Chof Vav Zayin Vav, and Yud Kei Vav Kei is 87. There's inyanim in that, but for a different time. Now, there's a Medrash that says, when Moshe Rabbeinu was Olah L'Marim, he saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying the Mishnah in Besechta Parah, Eliezer b'ni Oimer, Egla, for Egla Rufa, is Bas Shnos, is a one-year-old cow. Para Bas Shnatayim. And there's another Tana that says, no, a different age. And all of this is interesting matters. Omer Moshe, Yehi Ratzin Shiyetzu Mechalotzi. Halavai, that this Eliezer should come from my Chalotzim. Omer Le'akadosh Baruch Hu, Chayecha, yeah, you're going to have a son, Eliezer. Yeshem Echad Eliezer. A little bit of cryptic medrash. This is the Tana Reb Eliezer, this is Moshe Rabbeinu's son, Eliezer. What's the connection? I saw an interesting shot from the Chabina Reb, Rebbe. Chabina Rav, he says that, you know, it says the eagle is to be mechap, the paradum is to be mechaper on the eagle. But it's mavor that a para doesn't give birth until it's 3 years old. So like Rabbi Eliezer, that a para is 2 years old, not 3 years old, the other time it's three. Obviously, paradum is not about cheta eagle. And that Moshe Rabbeinu preferred, that it shouldn't remind us of cheta eagle. So he says, halavai, that we should go like that shita. That's what he was trying to say, that we should go like the shita, that it's not coming to be mechaper on cheta eagle. The Rambam brings in Nechus Parah Aduma, and the Makar, it's not a Gemara, but the Makar is from the Sefri. Parah v'loy egla. Lefikach ein loichen egla megadlanoi. So you can't buy it when it's an egla and then let it grow afterwards. Now the emphasis is, it's interesting. The Rambam passes, you're not allowed to buy the parah when it's 1 year old or younger even, and wait. The Ravid argues, the Ravid says, no, there's no problem to buy it when it's baby. Just wait to be mocked to shit as a Parah Aduma until it's the proper age. But the Rambam learns, no, that you can't even buy it until it's the proper age, either 2 years or 3 years, like the different shitas. Zemes says that the Achronim asked, the heard this arrived from the famous Gemara of Dama ben Asina. Dama ben Asina was very extra, a guy that was very extra careful in kibbutz aveim. He didn't want to wake up his father to sell a stone that was negated for the Mishkan, even though they were offering him a lot of money. And in that schus, he was zoicha that the next year it was Noilad be'edrei apara aduma. He was very makbid in kibud av, and it's chof aleph. And instead, he was rewarded with pay aleph, with para aduma. And it says the next year the chachamim came; they wanted to buy the para aduma. It's a pella on the Rambam. How could they buy it? It was just born. It wasn't 2 years old yet. L'cher, it's a raya to the raya that you are able to buy it when it's younger. Although l'cher, there's another raya whether it's a problem to buy it when it's too young. It's like this: the Mishnah in para. Rebbe Lazar Oimer, Paras Chatas HaMe'uberes K'sheira V'Chacham in Poislin. HaMachlekes Tanoim. If a Parah Aduma that's Me'uberes, the Tanakama says it's kosher, and the Chachamah says it's Poslin. Fregen Al Rishonim, the Rash, the Rive, the Bartanura, the Rishonim on the Mishnah, the Rosh. They all ask. There's another Mishnah that says that a paraduma that Allah Allah Zachar, if a Zachar was Oila on it, that's also a psul, right? It can't happen. There's a psul malacha by paraduma. There's a psul of oil if you put an oil on it. And Kamoy came, the Mishnah says first, it's a machlagis, but the Mishnah brings Allah Allah Zachar is pasul. So how could you be handling if a par that's mu'beres is pasul? Lachar is pasul anyways. If she's mu'beres, it's already, the par is already pasul. As Allah Allah Zachar. Rishonim look for all kinds of terutzim, how it's mishkachas, mu'beres, and it won't be pasul as Allah Allah Zachar. But then, the Rash brings a memes toysis in Eilam Metzias and Baba Metzias, that Lam, it brings also from the same shita from Reb Yitzchok Misimponta, one of the Baalia toysis. He says, no, avada, the par that's mu'beres avada, it's pasul. It's possible already from months before when it was Allah Allah Hazachar. The issue of Parah Mubaris means if you buy the baby, I guess you're assuming because the mother's a Parah Aduma, the baby's also going to be a Parah Aduma. Okay, hope for the best. But when the Uber that comes out of this Parah Aduma, that's what the Mishnah is saying that it's possible. Now that's Mamash Nismach like it's Rambam Ravid. Right? The Rambam Ravid, can you buy a baby Parah? This is even, can you buy an Uber Parah? But that's clear. Again, a Pashat, a Mishnah, a pair of days Mishnah. Paras chatas hamu'uberes, Rav Kshay, Rav Chacham and Paislin, like most Rishonim, it's talking about the mother par. And you get stuck in the problem that it should be possible anyways because it was Allah la Zachar. And there are truths to that. Allah la Zachar is only a psul if you wanted it to happen. If you didn't want it, then it's not a psul of Allah Zachar. It has to be nichale. So the Rishonim ask, of course it's not nichale. You don't want your par aduma to become possible. So they say, no, it has to be, if it would be nichale, if it would have been a regular cow, not a par aduma. Avadim, it's a paraduma. For sure, you don't want your paraduma to become possible because of Allah Zachar. But would you have wanted it to be Allah Zachar? There's an Eber Chacham Shat. Would you have wanted it to be Allah Zachar? Because since if you wouldn't have wanted it, so it wouldn't be possible. So it wouldn't be possible. So you don't mind not wanting it. But that's a little bit of a circle question. But again, according to the Rimi Simponte, that's Bechal not what it means. It means the. The Gemara says that we compare Paraduma to Mises Sadikim. We have Mises Aaron, Mises Moshe. Ma Paraduma mechaperes af Mises Sel that Sadikim mechaperes. The Basayin writes, he says this B'derach Drash, why does a Tzaddik fall? Why does a Tzaddik need a kapara? Tzaddik is a Tzaddik, right? He shouldn't have. Sometimes a Tzaddik also has a Misa, an Afila, a Tzorich for kapara. But why is it? It's to be Malah the other ones. The same way the purpose of Paraduma is to be Matayr the Tmeim. The Misa Sadikim, the Nefil of the Tzadikim, sometimes the Tzadik also have Bafalt. So then it's for that purpose. Now we know Moshe Rabbeinu made the first Parah Aduma, and then as the Mishnah says in Parah, there's a Machlekes, there were another 8 or 9 Parah Adumas in history, the 10th one or the 8th one, it's Machlekes was going to be Lasid Lavi. Although every time when they made a new Parah Aduma, they always integrated it with Moshe Rabbeinu's, the Afer of the original one. And even more fascinating, the original one lasted for 850 years because the second one was first made in the second base of English. But then after that, it wasn't the same. Adrega, it was required at many more times. Now, there's an interesting pulmus about this idea. When did Paraduma end? There are rayas from Gemaras that even in the times of the Amiroyim, there was still Afer Paraduma. There are Diyukim in the Gemara Chagiga and Gemara Bechiris. And then it comes unclear. When did this end? When it's not totally in base HaMikdash. It's not that it's totally in base HaMikdash. The Chidor writes in one of his far Midbar Kedemus, he says, Lo Yitachin, that the Arizal, that was Megala, so much Soidus and Torah, was Tumas Meis. It's Zichr, the Arizal had Tahara from Tumas Meis with Afer Parah. Now again, it's not Yisoid Hadas, that it should be not like that. It's not totally in Beis HaMikdash, it's not, it doesn't need Mizbeach, and it's not, to prepare it, we need all the things, but if there would be, could be Afer Parah Duma. Now, supposedly there's a paraduma, some are growing in Texas, they want to bring it soon, for the past 20 years they've been talking about it, it's different ones though. What would be the reasons why we would or wouldn't be able to make a paraduma? I saw the Kloizer Magrebi when he's writing about the Indian, he says, first of all, we don't know who's a Kohen Miyuchas. We don't have a Bezdin to be Mamana, a Kohen Gadol. We don't have the big day kahuna. It's not so posh if we have Tcheles to make the Avne. He found all kind of, this is, the Olam's hung up on the red cow, there's other technical issues that might also be needed in order to be able to have it. We know there's the Dalet Parshiyos, Zachar Parah, Shkolim, Zachar Parah, and Chodesh. Many Rishonim say that Zachar is Doiraisa, and then again, there's also Rishonim, and it's brought down as Adayim Shulchan Aruch, that Parshas Parah is Doiraisa. And the question is, what does it mean, Parshas Parah is Deraisa? Parshas Zachar is Deraisa because it says, Zachar is Shachar Shal Hamoed. Where's the Zachar? Where is it Muzkar mentioned that Parah should be a Deraisa? The Achrayim deal with it a lot. The Steigler writes that it's Bechlal from the Pasuk in Parshas Metzoyer, Yizartim is B'nai Yisroel Mitamoysam, in Yonim of Tumah V'Tahira. Other Achrayim learn, it has to do that the Gemara says that the 7 days that the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur had to be, you know, Behezger in the Lishkas Paradrin. And parallel to that is the 7 days of Paraduma, and also from the Shivas Yimei Miluyim. And the Gemara makes drushas comparing one to the other. They want to say that from there, there's also a Yalfusa, that there's a din of Paraduma. It says in the Targum, Zois Chukas HaToira, Do Gzeiris Oiraisa. And the Magen Avraham brings in Eurechaim Simen Tov Kof Pei. Simen Tov Kof Pei, we mentioned a few weeks ago or so, is a Simen in Shulchan Aruch where it mentions a lot of different Ta'anesim, besides the standard Shivasa B'Tamas, Asara B'Tevis, the different Ta'anesim, the Al Pi Ikar Adin. There's a whole bunch of other Ta'anesim. We talked about it, like Abed Meraglim, that there's a question of the Girsa there, one of the days in El, Gimel El, Zayin El, Yud Zayin El, Machoikis, that there's, and various other days that are commemorating Tsoimos of various sorts. But the Magen Avraham, over there actually brings also Chof Sivan, we spoke about it. Kiyod al case ka that chaf sivan is asay case ka chaf sivan is asay v'yema kipurim. But another time and an Indian that the Magen Avraham brings is that the yom the erev Shabbos of Parshas Chukas, and this is not based on a date, which specific day in Tammuz, but the erev Shabbos of Parshas Chukas, and it's commemorating the idea that in France on erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas, it was the year. Hey Alofim Dalid, Hey Alofim Dalid, Dalid Me, no, not Dalid Me, yes. It was the year 1244, that 800, almost 800 years ago, on, it was Erev Shabbos, Parshas Chukas, it was actually Test Tammuz, and there was a Geferlich Gzeira that they burnt 24 wagon loads of Sifrei HaTalmud. And the emesis, a few weeks prior to that, the Yidden burnt the Svarim of the Rambam, the Marin of Huchim, and the Sefer Mada of the Rambam. And it was Afilu Isar Bevu, the offer on the offer. And they wanted to know, Al Ma Nigzar Dover Zeh, and it came to them a message, Do Gzeiris Oiraisa. What actually happened over there, a little bit of background information, is that the king of France in that time, his name was Ludwig the Ninth, and he made a vikuach with the Christians against Rav Moshe Mikusi and Rabbi Chilmi Paris and various other Yidden, and of course the Yidden won the vikuach. But in the year 1244, and maybe also in the year 2024, the Yidden win the vikuach, so then they lose. And then they burnt all the Sifrei HaTalmud, and actually Rabbi Chilmi Paris and various, a group of other Talmidim also were Nigzara, then they had to leave France, and they came to Eretz Yisrael. And one of the Talmidim there was, his name was Ashteroya Parchi. He made a big yeshiva in Akko, and he actually, this is a whole separate story, but he wanted to stop being Makrav Karbonis, and it became a whole pulmus, whether you should or shouldn't be Makrav Karbonis. And that this story, though, happened, repeated itself multiple times over the hundreds of years afterwards, time and again. And there's an interesting story with the Ramchal. This is in the 1700s already. In the times of the Ramchal, in Italy, there was once again a Gezerah of Sreifas Sifrei HaTalmud. And the Ramchal writes something very scary. He says, Do Gezerah Seraisa. He says, the emes is, a person has to be Zois Chukas HaToyra, Odom Ki Yomus Ba'oyel, and he has to be Memes Atzmei Ba'holi Shal Toyra. And that's the Ikaway that should be the Memes Atzmei. And when it's not, so then there was para aduma that Kaviyachal, the Rabbanu Shalom, saying the Sreifas HaPara should be what has to get burnt. But when there's no para, and it's felt in the Madrega of the Memes Atzmei Ba'ol Shal Torah, so Kaviyachal, the Rabbanu Shalom, Yisrael V'Reis HaVakut Shabrichu Chadu, the way to have the kapara was that the Torah Atzmei should be Nisrael. It's very, very Shvera Musig to para aduma is also Shvera, yeah, it's a para aduma Azah. But this Nakuda, that he explains that the Hechrich that is felt in the Memes Atzmei, so hutzra chatoira atzmo le'onish, and okay, it's what we have to do avada and call tkufa v'tkufa whatever the gzeiros are to be oisik v'toira. So it's chukas atoira. Yeah, now the process of the paraduma is that you have to be shechting it, and then there's a whole process of sreifa with eifer, with mayim. The Targum Yoinison writes, v'shochat oisol lefonov, so the Targum Yoinison writes, v'yivdeke betimne srei treifin. You should do a bedika and make sure that it doesn't have any treifas. How are you going to tell if it has treifas? You have to shech this para, and then completely as is, burn it. B'shlei musay. As a matter of fact, the Gemara in Daf Yed Aleph, when it asks, minayin the azlinan basa roiv, what's the makar that you go after roiv? But the Gemara brings more than a dozen makairis to the concept of roiv. One of them is from paraduma, that it says you have to shech the paraduma and then burn it. Maybe it's a treifa, and if the par is treifa, it's possible. How do you know it's not a treifa? You say mechan roiv, roiv paras aren't a treifa. That's what the Gemara says. It's one of the rites that you say mechan roiv. Why then does the Targum Yonasan say v'yivdeke betimnei srei treifin? So there's a pshat. I saw Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank brings from Rav Chaim Berlin. He says, based on the Tosfos in Shabbos, Taf Chav Beis Amid Beis, where it says, V'chila Oyru Hu Tzarech, and Tosfos over there brings that the Makarosh of the Brais of the Melech HaMishkan, that the Anani Kovid had X-ray, rentgen powers, that you were able to see, L'histakel Al HaChovis, V'lirois Mashi Yesh B'Toich, and you would be able to know what was going on inside. So Ibazai, the Moshe Rabbeinu's Paraduma, you were able to check for treifas because you had this X-ray machine from the Anani Kavod. The Gemara's Raya that you were allowed to be Seymach HaNroiv is from the other Paradumas that were made later on in history, but the one, the original one that Moshe Rabbeinu made, in fact, is V'yivdekei B'timnei Shrei Treifin. Now, there are those that say that it's not so pashut, there are a lot of treifas in the animal, and therefore it's not so pashut. L'moshal, I know there are Yidden that don't eat anything milchid. They're worried that maybe the cow is a treifa. And the truth is, what's our hetter to eat or drink milchid? We're Seymach on Roiv. But what's the heter to be Seymach on Roiv if it's Ichel of Rurei? Nowadays, we don't have an Ani Kavod, but you can have a cow scan, and L'chaira, it might be very expensive, but okay, I don't know the rules of Ichel of Rurei. L'chaira, maybe you shouldn't. I mean, there is another way also. Before you drink milk, you should milk the cow, shecht it, check it, and then drink the milk. It's going to take a long time. But L'chaira, you can, and be very expensive, but you could also check it out with a cow scan. But Akvon of the Gabi Paraduma, the Eitzah was that you were able to be Boidik, the Yud Cheshtreifas, with the Anani Kavod. Now it says, V'shachat oisol lefonov. Lefonov Rashi says, Zor shaychet. You do not need kahuna for shchitas para aduma, or for chalaf kachem, you need a shchitas sher bazar. Ve'elozor roya. There's a din elozor, there's a din mitzvah, say, v'sgan. And I heard once a pshat, what's pshat mitzvah, say, v'sgan? Because the ultimate chet of chet ha'egel, which the para aduma is coming to mechapra, and chet ha'egel is that they said Moshe Rabbeinu is not here. And you have to realize, he was, actually, but even if not, they could always, no one is indispensable. They could always be the vice president. There's always someone else, even if the, right? You don't know if the top guy is able to make it, so then there's always, you have to always know that a bunch of lambs in charge, there could always be a Sagan. So Paraduma, which is Mechaper and Chedegel, that's what we do it with the Sagan. Bechlal, and Yoni Tumet Tahara, the whole Sigis and Psochim, is the Iker Sigis and Psochim, the first paragraph is Reb Chanina, Sagan, Hakoinen. The scan could also do. But Akoponim, not the Zakan, that's the old guy, the scan. Yeah. The Lashon is the Zor is Shoichet and a Lozor is Roya. So the Achronim asks, why do you need two people? The Zor itself could do it. So there's a Merit de Kipshat. Why is Shechita, are you allowed to rely on Eid Echad? Eid Echad never be Surin. I, it's a Schazik, Cheskas Evrim and Achai. Why is it so Poshet Eid Echad is Nemo? Teretz is some Rishonim say because biyadai, but because it's biyadai, you neman kineged chazak. But you think about it when you're talking about paraduma. Besides that, you have to have a cheskas paraduma that the chazaka that the par is evim and achai. You want to go use this paraduma, turn it into afer and make afer and mayim and make hazoya of someone that's becheskas tamimais. Now you're already dealing with two chazakas. Maybe this wasn't a good par. Maybe it was a treifa. Maybe the shechita wasn't under. You can't rely on an eid echad anymore because you're going up against cheskas evim and achai and cheskas tuma of the person you are going to try to be matar. And that's why it's not so pashut. And you need shnei egen. Zor shaychet, the elazar roya. The klolim of tumat tahara, okay, taharas is a yam of a topic, but an interesting nekuda, there are different kalim. There's kli matches, kli eitz, kli zchuches is midrabanan, the last parak in kalim and parak lamed, but a lot of it is, one of them is kli cheres. Kli cheres is fundamentally different than other kalim. Kli cheres is metamimi, toichoi, not migaboy, and also klicheres doesn't have tahara in a mikveh as opposed to the other kelim. The reason is very simple. Any other kli is made out of a redeemingly valued thing. It's wood, bone, metal. That's a material. That's something. What's cheres? Garnish. It's drerd. It's mud. It's shaped into something, and the hollow toich of the cheres is the chashivas. There's no chashivas be'etzem to a cheres. Cheres is worthless mud. Liquid or solid, it's worthless. You harden it and shape it into something. So what's the kli? Not the cheres alein, the toichai. And that's why cheres is metama only mitoichai. And that's why you can't be metar the toichai. The toichai is still the toichai. What do? Break it. Take away the metzias of the shape. A kli cheres b'mahos doesn't have gabay. It doesn't have, it's not eitz. It's not mateches. It's cheres. And that's why it only has its tuma mitoichai. And b'oisei mida also it doesn't have tahara, the mikvah. You can't be metar the hollowness. That doesn't go into the mikvah. You have to break it. Once you break it, you don't need to put the hollowness into the mikvah. The hollowness is gone. Make a new one. In the there's another din. It's called Cherev Harehu Kechalal. Mamash, just quickly a crash course in the concept of Tum and Tahara. There's Avi Avoisa Tum, which is the Meis Atzmai. Then there's Av HaTumah. Then there's Rishon, which a person could still be Rishon, but then or Kalim. Sheni is only food. Shlishi is only Truma, Raviv, Kodesh, and there's a concept of Cherev Harehu Kechalal, that a Cherev doesn't go down a Madrega. When Cherev is Metama something, it is a Cherev that's Av and it touches something else, that other thing is still also Av. And also Rishon. A Cherev that's a Rishon, it touches something else. A Cherev that touches a mace, the Cherev becomes Avi Avos. A Cherev that touches an Av, the Cherev becomes Av. Cherev doesn't go down a Madrega. What is cherev? Some Rishonim say literally a sword, a weapon. Others say any metal kli. Actually, the Rambam sheet is that it's anything except the cherev. The big chiddush. Cherev arei chalal is on all kelim chutz mecherev. But upon him, and the concept of cherev arei chalal, very interesting machlokes. If the cherev touches an avi avos, the cherev becomes avi avos. If the cherev touches an av, it becomes an av. What if the cherev touches a Rishonim? So it's machlokes Rishonim. The Rashi and Chulin brings either. The cherev touches a rishon, so the cherev once again becomes a rishon, because there was a rule only a kli can't become sheni. It's not; it can become rishon. But there was another tzad. There was a tzad. Rishons aren't matama kalim. If rishons aren't matama kalim, it doesn't mean make a difference if it's touching a cherev. A rishon won't be matama a kli. Okay, we said there was paraduma. There was also misas Miriam. The pasuk says vatomas shom Miriam, vatikaver shom. The Balaturim writes, Shom is Gematria Mechaper. Shom is Gematria Mechaper. The truth is, Shom is also Gematria Para Aduma. Para Aduma with a Vav. Para Aduma without a Vav is Gematria Purim. But that's a whole different shmuz. Para Aduma with a Vav is Gematria Mechaper, and it's Gematria Shom. And that's what's saying over here. Thomas Shom Miriam, Batikover Shom. Now, the Gemara says, also in today's Daf in Baba Basra, that Miriam was Misas Neshika, as well as Moshe and Aaron, but it doesn't say it in the Pasuk. And it's interesting because it's brought down. There's a halacha in Yeridea, in Simin Shin Lamites, Sithei. There's a minhag, when a person is nifter, to spill out all the water that's in the shchuna. Minhag lishpoich kol hamayim hashu'uvim shebeshchuna sameis. When there's a mace, you're supposed to spill the water. What's the inyan of spilling the water? So the Be'er HaGadol brings from the Avudraham that the remez is from the pasuk over here. Vatomas shom Miriam, vatikaver shom, v'loy hayamayim. Why not? Because there was a minhag to spill out all the water. This is the makar for this concept. Vatomas shom Miriam, vatikaver shom, v'loy hayamayim le'edah. The Panei Achrozah brings that Vatomas shom Miriam is gematria, b'kan remez l'shpechamayim b'fnei ames. Work that out. But akoponim, the remez is from Miriam. Hagam, they say that if someone is nifter with a misas neshika, you don't need to shoyfich the mayim. And Miriam, the Gemara says, was meis misas neshika, that's a stickle ha'ar. Because the emes is the Noisei Kelim, the Shach, and the Noisei Kelim and Shulchan Aruch, they say, what's the inyan of spilling the water? One reason is because when the Malach HaMavis comes, he puts a certain bitter, poisonous thing in the for the Mavis, and that affects the water. So you have to spill out the water. Another reason is Tam, it's an Indian, you know, they didn't have Ram Kolim and they didn't have Pach Kevilim. The way to be mefarsim that there's a meis is with the Shvichas HaMayim. That would apply in my misas neshika, but the first reason wouldn't apply. There's even a remes to this idea that when you have Mises Neshika, you do not have to spill out the water. The Pasuk says, it's brought down in Brachas Tavches, L'zois yispalel kol chosid le'es mitzoy. Rak l'sheitef mayim rabim elov lo yagiu. A chosid should daven that when he dies, they shouldn't have to spill the water. The Hainu, he should be mishtoikit to have Misas Neshika. But again, I'm asking a question. If Miriam had Misas Neshika, then it shouldn't have been a need for this, what's it called? The Chasam Sofer makes an interesting cheshbon. Miriam was Nifter on Yud Nisan. Shivas Yimei Avelus is till Yud Zayin Nisan. And we know that the Be'er was Nelam when Miriam was Nifter. But then they went for a few days without water. That's Yud Ches Yates and Chaf Nisan. And then when finally the story of Moshe Rabbeinu hitting the rock and getting the water is Chaf Aleph Nisan. Fascinating concept. Chaf Aleph Nisan is the day of Kriyas Yamsuf. It's the day that Mayim of the Yam turned into solid. And it's also the exact same day, years later, that the solid rock turns into water. Fascinating. Both happen on Chaf Aleph Nisan. Chaf Aleph Nisan, of Adam, we know, is the day of Kriyas Yamsuf. But on the other hand, again, the Cheshbon being, Miriam was Nifter on Yud Nisan. Shiva Yimei Avelis. Then a few days, the Yidden HaKrefti, because he assumes, the Chasam Sofer, that the Be'er went away at the end of the Shiva. It's a steer to a different Chasam Sofer, where he makes a cheshbon that the Be'er went away as soon as she was Nifter. But in this shtickle, he goes that the Be'er went away at the end of the Shiva. Another 3 days that they're looking for the water. And then finally, the story of hitting the rock is on Chaf Aleph Nisan. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu was told, V'dibartem el hasela. He was told to talk to the rock. And he made... It's called Chet Me Meriva. It is called Chet Me Meriva. If you want to look up the Orachayim HaKadosh, Afanarov here brings 10 Mahalchim in the Chet Me Meriva. There are various facets of the Pshat. You have to know about the whatever these Pshatim are. It's Kachot HaSaira. It's Yidua that the Magid told the Beis Yosef that, you know, the steers about why Nadav and Aviyu were Nifter. The steers in Chazal itself, what Chet exactly they did. So the Magid writes, he says, Avada, the Chet is Kachot HaSaira. And all the reasons that Chazal bring it true. It's a Saira that gets tangled into a rope. He says, V'chein l'gavi Moshe Rabbeinu, meaning there can be many different pshat, and each one of them is an idea of a pshat that you put together. But at the point of going push a pshat, Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to talk to the rock. What was he supposed to say? Rock, rock, give water? What was he supposed to say? The Medrash Tanchuma says, fascinating lashon, V'dibartem el hasela, shanei alof perek achad, say a shtickle Torah, say a Rambam, say a Pasuk, say a perek in Mishnayis, say a Torah. Torah brings out the water. That was the dibor that Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to do. And instead, Rashi even first learns that instead of hitting, he spoke. The Ibn Ezra writes, Orchaim brings all the Ibn Ezra writes that he hit it twice. He was supposed to only hit it once. The Ibn Ezra brings another shot that everything was good. They were supposed to sing Shira. The Rambam brings that it was an Inyan of Kas. Other Rishonim say it was a Chesaron of Bitochain. There are various facets about what the Nakuda of the Chet was. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to go into Eretz Yisrael afterwards. The Taitch is like this. Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to talk to the rock. And in the Mahalach of Dibor, it would have been then that Moshe Rabbeinu, with Koyach of Dibor, would go in. And there wouldn't be a Melcham with the Kenainim. The Nitzochain against the Kenainim would be with Dibor, Koyel Kol Yaakov, just Dibor. Because Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock, so now it's a different Hanhog. It's a Hanhog of Melchama, Hanhog of Makos, of hitting and warring and fighting. And that's not for Moshe Rabbeinu. That's a different system that Yeshua goes in and there's a war and there's kibush. And it's a different system. But it is Charvanish, but it's more than Charvanish. It's a system. Had the matzav of the Sela over here would have been Dorch Dibor, then the Hemshech of the story also would have been somehow with the Koyach of Dibor because he did it with the Koyach of Hakah. So who then the Hemshech of the Parsha is with Hakah. Now, afterwards, there's also the story of there's a Hemshech that they get attacked. Yidden. Now it says Vayishma Knani Melech Harod. So Rashi says something very interesting. It was really Amalek. These were Amalekim. No, they changed their language. They didn't talk like Amalekim, and they spoke Belashon Knani. Why? Because they knew that the Yidden are going to daven. Now the Yidden are going to daven that the war should be won against these people that are coming to attack them. Now, if they would come out flat out looking like Amalekim and acting like Amalekim and talking like Amalekim and dressed like Amalekim, then the Yidden would daven, save us from Amalek, and then Avada they would win. Koyach Dibur. So they made a scam. They spoke like Knainim, and now the Yidden didn't know what to do. These guys are dressed like Amalekim, but they're talking like Knainim, and the davening wasn't focused on a specific. Lemaisa, the Imre Pinchas, or Pinchas Mikaretz, he asks, L'char the Amalekim could have even done a bigger shtick. They could have spoken like Knainim, and also got dressed up like Knainim. Azai, the Yidden would get confused. Maybe they would do some research and figure out what it is. They should have done a better job. They should have spoken like Knainim and dressed like Knainim. and then there wouldn't be even confusion. Then Bevadoyas, the Yidden would daven save us from the Knainim, and that's not delivering because really they're Amalekim, and that would have been better. To do a half and half, there would be like a confusion, and maybe the Yidden would try to figure out what's going on. They see that there's a episode shtick. Says Pinchas Mikar, it's a Marathi Gazach. As du retz tvi aknaini. On oichet, you dress like a knaini. Bistu aknaini. Then faker, the davening would have been against the knaini, they would have been a good tefillah. Because maybe by a yid, it's also the panemius. But over here, if they would have switched both, although it's interesting, just the ha'ara, for these Amalekim, it was easier than. The goy was able to change his dibur, his panemius. But to go change the chitzoinus, that was harder. Avad Avinu by Yaakov Avinu, it was fakert, that he changed the chitzoinus. It's brought down, we'll just end over here, there's a whole shira about the Be'er. We know, the Gemara says in Shabbos, that, and in Baba Metzi also, and a few places, that, and this is brought down also in Midrashim, that the Be'er of Miriam was taken away, it came back, Moshe Rabbeinu, and then in times of Moshe Rabbeinu afterwards, all three went away. It still exists. Some say it's in the Kinneret, in Tveria. The Ramah Paskins in Hilchas Moitz Shabbos and Reish Tavites Yesh Oymrim Lidlo Yismayim B'chol Moitz Shabbos Ki Be'eris Shal Miriam Soiviv Kol Moitz Shabbos Es Kol HaBe'eris Umi Shepegei Bav Yishtem Imenu Yisrapim B'chol Tachluav. That is a meaning to drink from the Be'er. There are those that say that it's somewhere in the Kinneret. This Azoy is Meduyik in the Gemara in Shabbos. So you have to know where to find it. Okay, say the word.